This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to our Best of Open for Business Conversations in 2019 special. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and this year over 250 interviews took place on our show, and this is where we look back at all of them and picked out the most interesting conversations we've had month by month. And in December, we had a series called Wisdom from the Wonders. Now, we had four different entrepreneurs who kind of started their journey in around 2010, and we decided to speak to four of these entrepreneurs that we've picked out randomly to sort of listen to their story over the last 10 years. Now, some of these stories, you may have heard them before, but never quite like this. And one of the most publicized legal battles in this part of the world in this decade would have been the bubble tea saga that started in 2017. The long and drawn out court case between Chatime and Tea Life left many people labeling Loop Holding CEO Brian Lu the most ambitious man in Malaysia. But Brian insists it was a humbling experience, because only he knows what it feels like to lose a brand you've built over 7 years overnight, and then work to rebuild your business in 45 days.
So, of course, a court case with La Caffa ensued. I know you've mentioned that without having to endure the case and the things you learned from the ordeal, you and Tea Life would not be where you are today. What would you say were the key takeaways from the court case experience? What were the major learnings?
There was a lot of mixed feeling over the events, you see. But all in all, the only words that can really encapsulate the whole thing is struggle. We never knew that we're going to lose our brand in one day, something that we built over 7 years. So the feeling is tough. It's a lot of mixed feeling. Where to save first? Do you save ourselves? Do you save our store first? Do you save our franchisee first? How do we speak to our staff? How do we address the issue? How do we explain to the general public about what's happening and all this? And that was a lot of mixed feeling on dealing with such a matter. But the only thing that I really get to learn out from my father is to always remember about this word. We are here to win the war, not the battle. We are not out there to correct people what they think about us, and we should always stand for what we believe is right. And there's one thing that I always trust is when legal and PR come together, right? PR should not get beyond legal. Mm. PR should be working hand in hand with legals, and legal should always set the right position when you do the PR communications. Because at the end of the day, the only word that I learned out of this is don't look at the battle. Look at the end of the war. We need to win the war. So we need to hold, we need to bite our tongue most of the time for a certain truth that we can't talk and we can't express ourselves. And it was a sleepless night that I've never been through in my life. I'm very easy to sleep at night. So that was a period of time that I really lost sleep days over days. And the only thing I learned out from this is don't look at the battle. Always put your eye and mind in winning the war.
Then we had Roshan Thiran explaining how entrepreneurship is changing. The guys that win are the guys that see the bigger picture, according to Roshan. He said entrepreneurship is always about short-term effects and immediacy, but to become as successful as Alibaba or Lego, entrepreneurs need to look beyond.
Looking forward 2020, right? What's your definition of entrepreneurship as we move into the next decade?
I feel that a lot of things are changing, right? Functions are changing. We you know, HR is not HR, finance is not HR. Mm. Everything's morphing together. You have a digital, the industrial revolution. In the IR4, people don't understand. It's a physical revolution, right? Because you have automated, you know, stuff. You have robots. You have driverless cars. But it's also biological revolution. You got predictive medicine, right? Not just preventive. Right, so even the science is changing there. But then you've got digital, right, which is a whole bunch of things, right, from products to services to the way we do business to everything, right, the way we communicate. So actually, there are many revolutions that are happening inside one revolution. And I think as entrepreneurship will change. and it'll be a lot more. I feel that it won't be how it was about. There's focus, but I think the guys that win are the guys that can see the bigger picture. You know, that's why you see the Alibabas, who are the platform guys. They're going to kill everybody else. The rest are cocks. You know, you win, but right. never really win, right?
Yeah.
Because you will always never be as big as some of these guys. And maybe, I'm not sure if it's too late, but I think it's never too late for us to continue to pivot and push these guys and reinvent. Mm. But you need to start thinking holistically, and you need to start saying, okay, if I do something now and I do all these actions, 10 years from now, what can I do? Because entrepreneurship has always been about short-term effects, you know.
Right.
But I think if you step back a little bit and say, I need to be long-term achieving something, but what are short-term things I can do that will help me get here, but will also help me with some of the short-term constraints that I have, you know.
And we had Joel Neo. Youth in entrepreneurship is a double-edged sword. While trying to be young and successful is celebrated, youth is also associated with inexperience, carelessness, and the lack of faith from most senior players. Joel Neo, he's the founder of Faith, explains how he navigated the startup scene as a very young entrepreneur. He's candid about having the lack of confidence early on, but also reveals how he turned that downside to his advantage by surrounding himself with like-minded people.
Yeah, I'd say similarly to myself, a lot of young people probably experience a lack of confidence when they first started. And oftentimes the older generation, somewhat looking down on younger people being able to achieve stuff. So when I was in my 20s starting up, I have a lot of comments from other more experienced entrepreneurs or businessmen or even investors would question the age, like, hey, how come you're so young? And are you sure you can do it? Are you sure that, you know, this is the right thing to run a business? And it creates a lot of doubt and uncertainty, especially when I was building a business for the first time. And I think that lack of confidence is, you know, oftentimes in your 20s today, I find a lot of young entrepreneurs face that challenge. But what has worked for me is that because I've always surrounded myself with young people too, in all these companies I've built, mostly it was built by 20-year-olds. And probably that collective group of somewhat lack of confidence, you know, when you put it together, we realized that, hey, maybe we can actually challenge the status quo and we could do something that will make ourselves proud and together. So I think that, yeah, being young can be seen as a disadvantage, but actually if you group yourselves to the right group of people, you could actually do amazing things together. I think it's common, right? Especially when it comes to the corporate world. Because oftentimes, organizations are somewhat built in layers and you need certain level of years and seniority to move up the ranks. But I guess I was privileged to be in the technology sector and also entrepreneurship, where I think the young actually has an advantage because of the sheer hard work and the tenacity that we put in every day. And also because it's an ever-changing industry. Therefore, those who kind of embrace change, move fast, break things, are the ones that typically do well. So over the past couple of years, I think the confidence built and, you know, really privileged to be surrounded by a good group of people that were able to break through and build a few amazing companies in the process.
And that's it. That's our December edition of the Best of Open for Business Conversations in 2019 special. Now you can find all the links to the show on the podcast site, the BFM app, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. My name is Jeff Sandhu. Have a happy new year. You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.